Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with late model track champion Bryson Brinkley. Then we'll speak with Dirt Car UMP Modified contender Cole Hilton. And we'll have a conversation with USAC Sprint Car champion Kyle Cummins. But first, let's get to our What's Hot, and we'll start out. Remember last week, Profabrication new headers, lightweight stainless steel TRD midget headers? Well, they were bolted onto Christopher Bell's car on Monday at the Chili Bowl, and he took it all the way to victory lane in the Race of Champions. Congrats, C. Bell. Wild West Shootout in Arizona, Hudson O'Neill and Kate Dillard getting big wins. The carts ran at Harris Speedway in North Carolina. A.J. Pace, the victor there. Richie Smith won at Citrus County in Florida, and Ocala goes to Tanner Thomas. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the first-time late model champion at Caraway Speedway, Central North Carolina paved track with such great history, Bryson Brinkley joining us now. Hey, Bryson, great to have you on the show. And, you know, I know a little bit about Caraway Speedway, been there a time or two, watched guys like Mike Skinner and Bobby Labonte back in the day and some other great names in grassroots racing when they were coming up and through and such. But a couple of other track champions at that track also have the Brinkley name. Are those family members to you?
Yes, it'll be me. My dad will have two championships there. My brother has one, and then now I have one. It's pretty cool to have all three of us have one now. Me to be the youngest to have one at Caraway now in a late model.
Wow. Well, hopefully all you boys are taking care of Mom Tara there, because she had to fed three different champions along the way. Congrats to all the Brinkleys. So please pass that along to your mom and such. And we're chatting with the youngest of the Brinkley track champions from Caraway Speedway, Bryson Brinkley, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Been a while since I've been there. What's the track like there at Caraway for somebody that's never been there? Can you kind of scoot us around one lap?
It's got a decent amount of banking into one, so you just want to enter in a little bit lower so you can wrap the bottom and get off as low as possible. In three and four, you just want to enter in a little bit higher because it's more of a sweeping corner where you can just build up as big of a run as you can to get to the start-finish line.
Wow, sounds like a fun, fun place. And I also remember the pretty sunsets over the mountain coming behind turns three and four at Caraway Speedway, and we're chatting with their track's newest late model champion, Bryson Brinkley, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication.com hotline, it is brought to you this week by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So, you know, a lot of other sports translate some way, shape, or form to car racing. Do you play a sport, and how do you, go from one sport to the other? What do you take from the other sport to car racing?
Mainly the only sport I'll play is golf, and I just feel like golf and racing, there's a little bit where you say golf, you want to hit the ball as perfect as you can, get it as far as you can. In racing, you want to be as perfect as you can, where you say you slip up in the corner one bit, that's half a tenth right there. Or say in golf, you mess your swing up, that's say you're losing in 5 or 10 yards, where you want to have that extra to be closer to the pin.
Got to be precise in both golf and motorsports, and precise throughout the season. Bryson Brinkley, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, late model champion at Caraway Speedway. You also raced Legends and Bandoleros. What did you learn from back in those days that helped you earn this championship?
It definitely helped me learn how to race around other cars, like such as passing them, setting them up, and just learning how to race overall.
Well, good learning and a lot of laps around all kinds of tracks in the Legends and Bandos back when he was a bit younger. Bryson Brinkley, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, the Caraway Speedway late model champion. Now, I understand the race was, kind of, you had a good point lead on the final night, so mustn't have been too much pressure. But what was it like to even just try to sleep and rest going into that week as you were trying to lock that championship in on the final night? Is it nerves? Is it excitement? Is it, what was it feeling like that final week of racing?
It's a little bit of both. You're excited to get to the point to where you can race and earn it. But I mean, it's just the thought in the back of your mind where anything can happen for it to go wrong. But I always try to look towards the positives where knowing I have a really good chance and I know I can run really good to be able to get it. Just having in the back of my mind, trying not to worry about any bad things going wrong.
Yep, and he put all of it together and got it across the finish to take the final points of the night that got him the track championship at Caraway Speedway, a really, really historic track in the center of a lot of great long-time racing out there at Caraway Speedway. Bryson Brinkley, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So you got all that stuff behind you, the fire suit and the helmet and all that put away. Now, coming up this weekend, I understand you're going to have to be up on stage. Have you got a suit picked out? What are you going to, what's that moment in your mind going to feel like when you have to, be up there and thank some folks up from the podium? How is this nervous week, maybe even more so than race time?
It's definitely a little bit nerve-wracking. I've never really done an interview kind of like that, but just try and thank everybody I can and just talk about the year and how great it was.
Oh, it sure was great. You would see his mom posting, his dad posting, and the family all coming together as that final week came and went with the championship at Caraway Speedway. Bryson Brinkley, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. Well, I don't know whether they're making championship shirts or not, but where could folks at least follow you on social media so they could keep up with you and anything else you got going on, Bryson?
You could follow my Facebook at Bryson Brinkley Racing. You could go to my Instagram at Bryson Brinkley 24. If you want to go to Twitter, you could follow me at Bryson_Brinkley.
Bryson Brinkley, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Congrats on the championship. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with ZMAX.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon at turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Taggett. Which way is he going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoff.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, UMP dirt car modified racer Cole Hilton, getting ready to head down to Florida for some big, big racing going on there Thursday the 29th, all the way through Saturday the 7th. The dirt car UMP modifieds will be on Volusia Speedway. Hey, Cole, welcome back to the show, and help the folks. I've been trying to explain Volusia Speedway, the dirt track there west of Daytona and such. The track has alligators in the pond that's kind of right next to the track, and they give a gator to the winners of each race. How is that even legal?
Well, you do get a gator, but it's not an actual alligator. It's a custom-made trophy, and they're actually one of the most prestigious trophies in modified racing. If you've got one of those, then you're somebody in modified racing.
Wow, they are. I have seen them, guys like Nick Hoffman, who have so many, and folks listening in to the profabrication.com hotline conversation we're having with dirt car UMP modified racer Cole Hilton. Those gators are super special, and he and all the rest of them, guys like David Stremme, Ricky Thornton Jr., Justin Allgaier, Justin Haley, Mike McKinney, Matt Crafted, Tyler Nicely, so many big names will be battling down there in Florida Thursday the 29th through Saturday the 7th. You can tune into Dirt Vision to be able to see all of that. Back a little bit more on the gators before we get away from that. You guys don't go over and give them any food or anything, right? What would you suggest as a food for a racer, not a gator, but to win a gator?
They say don't feed the gators, but we do feed them some jailbreaker potato chips. They're gators do love those. And normally when you're out at the working on the car late at night, one will walk by you because there's two ponds. So they transfer ponds, and one will walk by you and you'll go, "Ooh, I need to go to bed." But they normally walk by my trailer to get some more of those potato chips.
Jailbreaker potato chips, the secret sauce for Cole Hilton as he gets ready to race the dirt car UMP modifieds down at Volusia in Florida over the next couple of weeks. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at profabrication.com. Well, you went down, I believe your only time was a couple of years ago at Volusia. Things didn't kind of work from, I don't remember you winning one of those prestigious gators, Cole, but what maybe has, gone into the recipe to make things better as you go to race this year?
Man, I went down there blind, and I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. And just, I took a year off last year. I didn't go last year. And just, getting everything set up as a whole as a race team, getting a new Elite chassis, some Mark Tudor racing shocks. We've got a really good program now, and we've had a whole year to think about this. So we're really more prepared going into it this year. Me as a driver and my team and my whole racing operation.
Dirt car UMP modified racer Cole Hilton getting ready to go to Volusia Speedway in Florida Thursday the 29th through Saturday the 7th. You can tune in to Dirt Vision not only to see Cole and the dirt car UMP modifieds race, but the ASCS sprint cars, those Texas, Oklahoma, all that great section of our country, and then the World of Outlaws NOS energy drink sprint cars, the second half of that long extended stay down in the Sunshine State. How does racing with the sprint cars change that variable surface that is a dirt track anywhere in the country? And is it, more changed by the sprint cars there at Volusia because of the content of sand in the racetrack a little bit, I would think, from Florida?
You always kind of have to prepare yourself differently when you race with sprint cars anyways, because they normally prep the track different when you race with sprint cars. Sprint cars, big tires, a lot of horsepower, a lot of wheel spin. So the track reacts differently than if you were racing with late models. So you do have to know that going into Volusia. And they've got new dirt down on the racetrack, so none of us really know what to expect.
Cole Hilton chatting with us about the trip he's about to make to Volusia Speedway down in Florida, Thursday the 29th through Saturday the 7th. A lot of gator trophies to be won down there, and a giant gator trophy to be won by one driver who will become the champion of all of that activity. Cole is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. You mentioned about driver. You have a lot of great equipment going in now to your race car, upgrading it. What has the driver done? Are you starting to lift more weights? Are you changing breakfast cereals? Are you watching more iRacing? What has changed within the driver to help you be better prepared to go after these races?
Yeah, I am on a gym regimen now. Like I've really upped my fitness and just watching videos, studying. I mean, one of the greatest guys to do it down there, Nick, you know, there's a few in-car videos of him, seeing where he lifts, what he does with his hands. And then I've also been putting some time in on his simulator, just trying to get used to the place and what I got to do and taking the mistakes that I did in 24 and realizing why I did those and how not to do those again this year.
Cole Hilton, dirt car UMP modified racer, about to go to really one of the biggest shows of all for these drivers, Thursday the 29th through Saturday the 7th at Volusia Speedway. He's our guest on the ProFab Hotline. What's the one thing, the first thing that you told yourself, I'm going to do differently, the most important change that, you know, you're going to make? Is it, you know, something, you know, that you would pop your head and say, darn, that's super simple, but now I got to make sure I don't do it, or is it something more complicated?
No, it's actually simple. Just don't beat myself before I even get there. Like, you know, I kind of struggled with my confidence a little bit. Like, man, you know, I don't know. I'm not really racing these guys. They're way better than me. But now I feel like I'm just another one of them. Like, it's just another race. They're doing the same thing I'm doing. So I have just as good of a shot to win as they do.
Cole Hilton, the Heinz Performance Dirt Car UMP Modified, heading down to Volusia Speedway. You can tune into Dirt Vision to be able to watch all the action. But Cole, where can we follow you on the internet, on social, so we can keep up with all the action specific to you?
Man, everything is under Cole Hilton Racing and at Cole Hilton 99 on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cole Hilton, a young man on the rise in the world of dirt car UMP modified racing. Watch him on Dirt Vision Thursday the 29th through Saturday the 7th and all across the country as the dirt car UMP mods go racing and racing. Cole, thanks for joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Need a break? A break from the grind? The stress? We have just the place. A place where you can let your inner thrill billy out. Bristol Motor Speedway, April 10th through the 12th for the NASCAR Food City 500 Triple Header Weekend. 3 days, three races, two night races, one epic weekend. Don't just take a break, race to it. Get your tickets, upgrades, and more now at BristolMotorSpeedway.com. It's not just a race.
It's Bristol, baby!
This is PRN's David Stiles. Life is always moving, and so are you. So what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcasts while you're on the go. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Fast Talk, Garage Pass, and At the Track. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-277-1650. 800-277-1650. 800-277-1650. That's 800-277-1650.
Midget fans, drivers, owners, engine builders, this week at the Chili Bowl, check out ProFabrication's new lightweight stainless steel TRD midget headers on Christopher Bell's race car. The Race of Champions winning race car, that is. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the USAC National Sprint Car Champion, Princeton, Indiana's Kyle Cummins. Hey, Kyle, welcome back to the show. And before we even get going about your championship and all those great things, with it being Chili Bowl week, help our listeners understand the difference between your USAC Sprint Car, the midgets they're seeing this week at the Chili Bowl, and maybe as well the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars. How are the three different?
Well, the midgets are definitely just a smaller version of a sprint car, basically. Four less cylinders and a little bit tinier car, and a World of Outlaws sprint car has a wing on it, so they got a lot more downforce and basically the same as a 410 sprint car, but they just have the wing on them and a little bit more downforce. So midgets the smallest, and you go to the 410 non-wing car, and then you go to the wing sprint car there.
Yeah, that wing up on top of those World of Outlaws cars gives them a lot of downforce, a lot of grip. But our guest on the profabrication.com hotline has to learn to do without it. The USAC Sprint Car Champion, Kyle Cummins, joining us on the profabrication.com hotline. And the season is not like you're just running around the corner. From what I could gather, Florida, New Jersey, out to the West Coast and such. How many races did it take to earn this title?
This year was 49 races.
Wow, that is a lot of travel there and such. Hey, is it something that every week you're going to a place and such? Do you have to try to fit in a training regimen for any of that? Work on the cars, work on just getting enough sleep during those weeks? That can't be a physically easy time to win this title.
No, it's definitely it's a lot of travel, and we have a really good team that takes care of the race cars, so I don't have to spend much time on the race cars. But I also have a full-time job at I own a machine shop. So, between the machine shop and then getting on the road and traveling to each event and getting back home and turning around, going to the next one, it makes for a pretty stressful and a lot of late nights through the year.
Well, a lot of late nights, but the late night that the championship gets awarded at the end, definitely one that I can't believe anybody that has won this title. And it's been going on since 1956. And the latest title earner in the USAC Sprint Car Championship is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Kyle Cummins. Speaking of profabrication, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. From a driver's standpoint, with all those different tracks and everything else and going to, I would imagine, a few new places, if not a lot of new places and such, what did you as a driver have to adjust within you to help the team and all of this come together for a championship? What adjustment was it? Was it big? Was it small? Was it something, that we wouldn't even believe, could be possible?
No, I think it's just, staying in the right headspace a little bit, just kind of being mentally prepared and, not putting too much stress on yourself. I've never won the championship before. So as it was going, I was just trying to, kind of be cool about it and try not to, overanalyze anything. We go to the racetrack. We know we have fast cars and, try to just stay focused. Everyone has really good stuff right now. So, it's big time mental to, just stay ready to go and, just try to minimize mistakes and each night just get out of there safe.
The Kyle Cummins that I know, hardcore racer, you got to want to be around the car and the guys and everything else, no matter what's going on. Even if you're not supposed to be touching it, you want to at least be there close to it in case you need to touch it. How do you find that quiet headspace time? Are you force yourself to walk over to the refreshment stand? You look at t-shirts, you put on your headphones. What did you do to find that quiet time so that you weren't, overstressing and over revving your internals and still be able to find that calm space? What did you do to find that?
I think one thing is big, and this is going to sound a little weird, but we got our trailer this year had doors on the back of it, AC unit inside of it. And so it was a place to where when you shut the doors, it's pretty quiet. So just to be able to go in there, shut the doors, have the AC going, cool off, you know, on some of them really hot nights. And, you know, just take a minute to take a break instead of being just stuck out in the heat the whole time. And, you know, all the noise is going on. You could just kind of, it was almost like you weren't at the racetrack there for a couple minutes. And, you know, it kind of, you know, it's supposed to be rough and tough race car drivers, but, you know, there's something about that, you know, I'm 40 or 38 now. So, there's something about just sometimes just having a little break that, you know, just kind of, even if it's just for a couple minutes, resets you and gets you ready for the next race.
Well, and get ready and get set and get the championship. He did. The USAC Sprint Car Champion, Kyle Cummins, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And as I mentioned earlier, the championship has been decided since 1956. Different drivers, Parnelli Jones, A.J. Foyt, Gary Bettenhausen, Johnny Rutherford, Rich Vogler, Tony Stewart, Ken Schrader, Brian Clausen, all huge names in motorsports. And the list goes on and on and on. Who were some of the folks when you were younger, getting closer to be becoming the Kyle Cummins that you are now, that you looked up to and, you know, eventually got to maybe cross paths with?
You know, like the first one, just as a race car driver in general, would have been, you know, Jeff Gordon. You know, he was the one that I think I, you know, look up to back in the day and had pictures and posters and cars. And my dad was a fan of his. So we and actually used to race with him some. So, you know, I crossed paths with him a little bit and talked to him. And then, you know, and then as I was getting a little bit older and started racing myself, you know, there's a couple of years where, you know, J.J. Yaley was, you know, just kicking everyone's butt. And, you know, he was someone that if you were going to be racing, basically midgets, nominating sprint cars or Silver Crown, he was going to be one you're going to have to beat. So,
let's leave it there because time is running out, but now yep. Kyle Cummins, you're the one to beat. Congratulations on your USAC Sprint Car Championship. We appreciate you taking the time to be on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
When NASCAR hits Dover Motor Speedway, get ready for all-star intensity at the Monster Mile, May 15th through 17th. See the sport's biggest names battle it out. It's more than a race, concerts, autograph sessions, tailgates, and nonstop action all weekend long. Experience NASCAR the way it's meant to be, live and in person at Dover. Get your tickets now at DoverMotorSpeedway.com. That's DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. This week, all about Chili Bowl, and of course, a lot going to be happening there and some news elsewhere within the world of motorsports. Make sure you follow PRN at the track on our social media. Powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net, I'm Letty Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN. the Performance Racing Network.